Hello and welcome to ADHD Support Talk Radio. My name is Tara McGillicuddy and I am the host of ADHD Support Talk Radio. I am also an adult ADD and ADHD productivity coach and the founder and director of addclasses.com. And at addclasses.com, we provide virtual support and education to people affected by ADD and ADHD. We offer free teleseminars. We have an extensive ADD audio library with more than 100 audio courses, and we also offer more in-depth support programs. And you can learn more about addclasses.com by going to the website www.addclasses.com. And with that, I would like to welcome back Jonathan Carroll to ADHD Support Talk Radio. In just a moment, we're going to be talking about social media and ADHD. But before we get started talking about the topic, Jonathan, can you let our listeners know a bit about yourself, and also can you give out your contact information?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me again, Tara. I appreciate it. You can find me on my website, which is ADHDGuru.com, ADHDGuru.com. You can give me a call at 877-398-2343, 877-398-2343, or you can send me an email to Jonathan, that's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, at ADHDEFcoach.com, ADHDEdwardFrankCoach.com.
Okay, great. So you've been a guest on before, and sometimes we'll get into like a discussion before the show and, you know, what should we talk about? And recently you threw out the idea that it would be great to talk about social media and ADHD, and I'm like, yes. Because social media really affects ADHD. It's become such a huge part of everybody's life. So where would you like to begin, Jonathan, when it comes to talking about social media and ADHD?
Well, it's interesting because I actually was putting some pictures on Facebook. I took my son to a Cubs game here in Chicago. And I put some pictures on Facebook, and my wife's like, "Hey, you know, you might want to tone that down a little bit." And it wasn't that I put, you know, what I thought was a reasonable amount. And I look back on it, I'm like, "Geez, I'm like, maybe I did overuse it a little bit." Now, you know, I mean, look, I put my kid's picture on there. We're having a good time. You know, I want people that I'm friends with, you know, and family to see us. You know, it's something cool, like a Cubs game. But then I thought about it more, and I'm like, well, what would have happened if I'm on the reverse side of that, where it would have been like, it would have been my sister that put pictures of her son all over Facebook, and would it have been something after a while, I'm like, okay, I get it. You're at the Cubs game. Let it go. You know, to quote Elsa from Frozen. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, maybe there is something to this. And then, you know, I know, you know, this happens to people from time to time is, you know, the other day I commented on a friend's post and somebody responded to me in a really nasty way where, you know, they said something really obnoxious to me. And so I look at it from a couple different directions. One is, okay, what's an appropriate amount to post? And then, you know, what's an appropriate amount to post? And do you almost come across as more of like a bragging person or someone who's trying to, like, you know, show up other people? And then the other thing too is, you know, how do you respond to people, you know, especially in this political season right now? I know that, you know, there's so much emotion for both candidates. And it's like, you know, I mean, I think we all have our opinions on you know, I guess Hillary Clinton is now the nominee of the Democratic Party and, you know, Donald Trump of the Republican. And because people have such strong and opinions of these people to a point where it's like, okay, we get it. You like this person. You don't like this person. You have strong feelings about this person. But sometimes you can get a little bit over the top where it's like, you probably shouldn't be saying that in an arena that other people can see. You know, I've seen some things posted where I'm like, that's, you know, it takes a lot to offend me. And I'm almost like, well, that's pretty offensive. So I look more at the use of social media as, you know, especially from an ADHD standpoint, it's a regulation issue. It's almost like, how much are we regulating how much we post? How much are we regulating what we post and how we say things? And I think that's something as a person with ADHD we struggle with, because it's, you know, as I work with younger people, for example, I'll say, okay, you want so-and-so to be your friend. Do you call them nonstop, text them nonstop, you know, constantly, you know, bombard that person till you're almost too much and that person gets turned off? And there's definitely a fine line of that where it's like, okay, if I text my friend and ask for plans, do I send 14 texts when I don't hear back right away? Or do I say, like, hey, you want to go grab, go grab dinner on Friday night and then wait for a response? So I think we have to look at social media in a similar fashion where it's like, okay, yes, Jonathan, you're at the Cub game with your son. Okay, you've checked in at the Cub game with your son. Okay, now you don't have to take a picture every inning with your son. Maybe it could be like one picture of you standing outside the ballpark, one picture of you standing inside the ballpark, and that suffices to what's going on. So I firmly believe that we have to identify that regulation point and say there's just no reason for the endless amounts of things that you put on Facebook. And then I'm going to give you one
there, too. It's social media. It's not just about us, which I think a lot of times we're not mindful of. We don't realize that the whole idea is to connect and interact with other people. So it is important to, before you put something out there, before you say something, before you do something, to realize that it affects and impacts other people. And I think so many people are not mindful of this. We just get on the internet. And some of us go on, Facebook and other social media as a way to escape, as a way to self-medicate, as a way to, shut out the rest of the world. So it can really have a lot of, there can be consequences when you say or do something that upsets other people. And I'm someone, I've had my poor interactions on Facebook that have negatively impacted me, and I've had consequences.
Oh yeah, and I have too. And again, it's how you interact with people, how you respond. It's back to my wife, who usually the thermometer of probably the better gauge of the world than I am sometimes, being ADHD and potentially oblivious at times, says that all people try to create these false existences on Facebook to try to make up for the struggles they have in their own lives. And I thought about that, like, that's very true. A lot of the people that I see that are I'm throwing Facebook under the bus here, but we can certainly talk about Twitter and other things too. But let's just say Facebook, that these people will create these existences for themselves. And it's like, it's like almost like the existence they want and what they want people to see them doing. So I say that, a lot of this stuff probably falls out of ADHD and may get into the psychological realm. But from an ADHD standpoint, it's like, okay, you don't have to take a picture of everything that you see in front of you and post it. And it's new and it's exciting. And, we like when people like what we like and respond to it and say things to it. But after a while, it's like, okay, maybe I think it's time to tone it down a notch. So that's kind of the way I say that I see this. And I deal with this with my clients all the time where it's like, you have to have boundaries because, you'll put something out there, and again, you may make a very, what you consider to be innocent comment that blows up in your face to become like, wow, I can't believe it got that type of reaction.
Yeah. And I think most of the time, it's not worth it to get upset and to be right over whatever it is on Facebook because everyone's different. And I've gotten to the point a couple of times where it's like, okay, I'm not discussing politics on Facebook. It's not worth it. It causes more harm than good and everyone gets upset. And there are a couple, issues that I've discussed and I ended up upsetting people on both sides. It was like, I was just so annoyed that people were fighting about this. And I'm like, well, I don't need to do this. I did stop myself. I ended up just blocking people on both sides because, like, it's not worth it. I don't know this person. They're not going to agree with me. It's going to cause more stress in my life. It's going to cause more stress in their life. But going back, like, months ago or a year ago, I probably would have just been on there fighting and self-medicating my ADHD brain, stimulating my brain. Because I think that's one thing to think about when we get into these discussions on Facebook or Twitter or wherever else it is, that it's a bit of self-medication, that you stimulate the brain, you get that adrenaline going. And is that, couple of minutes of stimulation worth upsetting yourself, worth, upsetting other people? And you and I are professionals. Sometimes we could put things out there that come back to bite us in the, butt or whatever, professionally. So it's really, I think it's important to think about, be mindful of it, and to have like some type of social media plan where, okay, like my thing is I'm not discussing politics on Facebook. For someone else, it might be sports. I mean, sports is another thing people argue about. Like, what is it worth the time and energy to be right when the person on the other end is so self-absorbed, they're not going to hear you anyways.
Right. And you know, again, it's the immediate gratification. It's like, okay, so, you know, let's say you and I are at, you know, the Chad conference, and I put a picture of you and I there, you know, just saying hello, and I put it on Facebook. And if you don't get a certain number of likes or likes from people you want to get likes from, you're almost like the, what the heck, man? Didn't you see me? Didn't you see Tara and I? Didn't you see, you know, us at this conference? And it's like, you know, it almost leads to that. Or, you know, I have a friend of mine who is a very, very politically opinionated guy. And, you know, anytime there's something political put on Facebook, we'll comment no matter what it is. And it's almost to a point where it's belligerent and obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but then it's like, okay, so is he looking to get a rise out of somebody? Or is he posting these things because, you know, that's how he feels and he doesn't care what people think? So, it's so hard to distinguish between the two. But I think it's like, you know, even from your standpoint, look, it's like, you know, if you're doubting yourself of posting on something on Facebook, I would side with the doubting part and not put it out there.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that's building that internal filter. And that's something, again, that a lot of us lack, because it's like, you know, again, I don't have to have 14 pictures at the same event. I could have one or two and accomplish the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is if there are people that are posting pictures that are annoying you, that are, you know, upsetting you because they're posting stuff about politics or whatever else it is, you can unfollow them where you don't have to see it on their feed. Yeah, you can unfriend them and block them, but God, people get so emotional over that. But I think just unfollowing them so they don't come up in your feed. They're still on there. They're still your friend. But I mean, there's things you're in control here when it's social media. And that's the thing we have to remember. We are in control. And if we're not, we can do some little things to take back control, because it's not worth getting angry and upset over the crap on Facebook and social media. It distracts us from other things in life, some good, some bad.
Well, and then let's look at it from more of, you know, a liability standpoint is, you know, let's say you're in the market for a job and, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you're in the market where somebody can do a search of you and find information out about you. And, you know, that picture of you at a party, you know, with the lampshade on your head might be really funny until a potential employer sees it and says, maybe this person has a drinking problem. Now, again, it's not necessarily that you're an alcoholic and it's not necessarily that you're a party person, but sometimes, you know, reality defeats the truth, you know, that's perception defeats reality. And that type of thing can be very negative. I work with, you know, with younger people applying to colleges. And I'm like, you got to look at your Facebook page and clean that stuff up a little bit. I'm like, because you never know who's going to look at your Facebook page and find that one picture of you that you don't want, you know, them to see. Now, again, it might be funny. It might be, you know, taken out of context, but all of a sudden it's the difference between you getting that job, you getting into that college, you getting that whatever, as opposed to not getting it because they see you as this, you know, person that can't be trusted or might have some concern. So I always say that too, like, you know, it's okay sometimes not to tell the world what you're thinking. It's okay to tell the world not, you know, what you are. So I think that's something that I work on with clients is just remember, Big Brother will see what you're doing at some point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there have been people who are, you know, in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who have been fired from their jobs from posting comments on social media or pictures, and it was their private page. Maybe they said something a little off color. So, I mean, that's the thing. You can lose your job. And even if you have it set to friends only, one of your friends can send it, can take a screenshot or whatever and send it to your boss, or they can share. I mean, that's the thing. Just be really careful what you put and say on Facebook, because there are any social media. I know we keep going back to Facebook because I think we're both on it, and so many people are on it. But just be be really careful and just like breathe. Take 3 seconds to think whether, you know, is this okay to put on there? Could this affect me, or could this negatively affect anyone else if I put this out there?
Right, and that's the whole thing that you know, look, and it's also a greatness too. Like I said, you know, I can go on Facebook and put a picture of, you know, I can put a picture on there so my family across the country can see it, of, you know, again, of my kids. But then the other thing too is, you know, are you putting stuff out there that may put other people at risk too? Like, you know, all of a sudden you have pictures of your kids and someone says, oh, well, hey, that's Jonathan Carroll's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's other safety issues too that you have to keep in mind. So, it's fun when used properly. It's a real good outlet for people. But yeah, you know,
yep.
We've seen, you know, Tara, we've seen it, like, you know, where somebody will say something and we'll be like, holy cow, like how could that person possibly respond that way? I think I'll give you the example we were laughing at is there was a woman, and again, I'm not giving names or anything else. There was a woman who had a background picture that we both saw. We're like, and this woman's a professional? Like,
mm-hmm.
This woman works with other people. It was such a vulgar background picture that was just like, I can't believe this person is a professional working with other people.
Yeah, she had one of those words that, you know, you don't say in public that offends most women and most men. And we're like, oh my gosh, like, yeah. And that was her, it wasn't her business page, but it was a page where she says, I'm a professional. So yeah, and you just be really careful. And one thing I do want to talk about today when it comes to social media is the social media support group, specifically for ADD and ADHD. There are some of them that can be very helpful and supportive, but some of them can cause more harm than good. I was on one a few weeks ago and somebody posted something that just said something about, are you a person with ADHD? Have you lost your job because of ADHD? That's all the person said. Somebody posted a smiley face. That's all that was posted. This turned into a war on Facebook because the woman who posted had lost her job. She hadn't said that. The person who posted the smiley face posted it because he was trying to support her by smiling or something. And it was just like, oh my gosh, like here's this group, this big attention deficit disorder support group on Facebook that's supposed to help people. The woman ended up leaving. This one ended up, it was just like, just think before you post. And that's another thing with us with ADHD. A lot of us have trouble regulating emotions. That's part of ADHD. That's, you know, that can be a big part of ADHD. So that's something to realize, that when you're in a support group on ADHD, especially when people are newer to the ADHD diagnosis, they haven't really begun to treat or manage their ADHD, there may be some real miscommunication and some real emotional issues going on there. So slow down and think. And if you're one of these support groups and it's not supporting and it's making you miserable, just leave it. Don't fight with the people. Go somewhere else. Put your energy and time somewhere else.
Yeah, that's you know, right, amen. I you know, because, you know, I'm a connected person on Facebook to a lot of these support groups. And, you know, again, I think that, you know, there's definitely major boundary issues with some people, for right or for wrong. And you know, you'll hear what people say, and you'll see what people say, and you'll hear what, you know, and you'll see the post, and you'll see everything else. And it's like, you know, you probably need a little higher level of support than a Facebook support group. And you probably shouldn't be, you know, again, it's like the, you know, I found, back to the friend example from earlier, it's like I found a friend, now I'm going to bombard that friend because I can. And it's like, well, maybe that's not the most appropriate use of your resources. Maybe you should be seeking the help of a professional who can really help you sort of manage those things. So, yeah, it's really, again, the one thing I would like people to walk away with is, hey, you know, here's this wonderful tool of social media. It keeps us all connected. We connect with people we haven't seen in years, et cetera, et cetera. But on the flip side of that, this social media can become inundating, can become, you know, almost like almost information overload, and finding mm-hmm. that happy medium between the two.
Yeah. So we are actually at the end of today's show. I think you just gave some final thoughts, but is there anything else that you'd like to share with people today about social media and ADD, ADHD? And also, can you give out your contact information before we end.
Yes, I, yeah, I mean, again, the final thought is, you know, just if it doesn't, if it feels like it's too much, it probably is. And if, you know, you're noticing you're getting less likes or less comments, people have probably started unfollowing you already. So just keep that in mind a little bit if when you're posting stuff is, notice the number of likes and comments you get, and if they become less, people are tuning you out. So there's my probably the most you know, the most immediate backup or most immediate response you can have. So I'm an ADHD and executive functioning coach in the Chicagoland area. Yeah, I work with clients locally and globally. You can find me on my website, which is ADHDguru.com. ADHDguru.com. You can call me at 877-398-2343, or you can send me an email to Jonathan. That's Jonathan at ADHDEFcoach.com. And Tara, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you, Jonathan, and thank you everyone for listening. And if you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher or Google, be sure to stop by our radio station website at ADHDSupportTalk.com. Thanks again, everyone, and have a great day.